After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're now on Red Circle, as well as Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. We're also on the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit like and subscribe. Plenty of Heat and Dolphins content. We put up more than 20 videos in the past 24 hours. If you're not subscribed, you're missing it. Also, fivereasonsports.com. Make sure you spell that one out for the latest content in written form without a paywall. Also want to thank our sponsors. Make sure you reach out to this guy, Mark Brown, MarcBrownPA.com. That's MarcBrownPA.com. The phone number is 954-566-5678, 954-566-5678. You got to reach out to Mark for a couple of different things. First thing, if you have a family, you need an estate plan, okay? Don't just leave it up to chance. If you have assets, you want to make sure they go to the right person. Mark can help you go through all of the forms with you. It's a real easy process. It's not expensive, and it is absolutely necessary. He's based in North Lauderdale, just off of Cypress Creek and Andrews, but he can service you anywhere in the area. So reach out to Mark for that. Again, markbrownpa.com. Also, if you have real estate, you got a closing, we know that the real estate market is complicated right now. Prices are starting to crash a little bit. But if you are selling or buying property, you got to get your closing done properly, okay? And I did that with Mark a couple of different times. He handled some complicated situations for me. Reach out to Mark again at 954-566-5678. Again, markbrownpa.com. And now, today's episode split into two parts. First, going to hear from Eric Spoelstra, and then you're going to hear from Tyler Hero. These are both one-on-one interviews that I did in the Bahamas at the Bahama Resort in Nassau during Miami Heat training camp.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, inspire, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
It's unusual the past couple of days to hear as many guys on this team say, I want this role, I want to start. Do you encourage that? Because I know you talk about competitors only and all that kind of stuff, but Max has kind of said it. Vic has said it. Tyler has said it. Yurt has said it, and others, you know, about what he thinks his role can be. You know, and obviously, you know, Jimmy has said what he wants to play and he doesn't want to play, which I know you. But is that, do you encourage that? Do you want that? And how do you, as a coach, kind of foster that so it's channeled the right direction?
I don't necessarily encourage it or discourage it. You know, our versatility obviously is one of our versatility and our depth are a couple of our biggest strengths of our roster. But also, you could put pretty close after that, you know, would be the individual ambition of a lot of our guys. And that is a major strength. Guys have really worked to grow and get better and be a different player. And then particularly you have an off season where you get several weeks to train. I do want to leverage that ambition and be open to the possibilities of how guys can be different and help us in a different, hopefully better way. Now, with all that said, any great team, if you're going to compete for a title, you have to really embrace that concept that it's bigger than you. And it will require at some point a level of sacrifice. And sacrifice is always easier when you don't have to be the guy sacrificing. But everybody's going to have to give up something that you want. And that's okay. And it's okay to not want to give that up, you know?
Right.
But to truly accomplish something in a team sport that requires everybody to be playing it up to their level and bringing out the best in everybody, it does require a level of sacrifice. And we do have those kind of guys. And we don't have to do that right now. You know, we still have to figure some things out. And I don't have those answers right now. And the lineups and the rotation. But we'll get there, and I think our guys understand that.
You have had all kinds of different teams. As you had sort of the big ego, big expectation teams with the big three. You also had a team where everybody was on expiring contracts, 2009, 2010. I assume the challenges are different with all of that.
It's invigorating. Yeah. I love the different complexions of teams, different challenges. I don't want to always try to compare it to a previous team. Oh, it's just like this. I like it when it's different. Challenge is the same. It's gnarly. You know, you're looking out on that sea and you got, you know, 6 months of really tough, you know, regular season.
You've also got a very competitive conference now,
very
too.
Very competitive. I think, you know, so many factors to that. The play-in, I think, has been really good for the league. Because more teams are competing now to try to put together a team to you know, at least get in, try to get in the playoffs. And so I want to like embrace that competition and the journey with this group and see if we can, you know, help and guide this team, you know, to be able to do something special. And then ultimately everybody else trying to help each other be able to accomplish something, you know, in a team sport. It's not, we're not playing tennis, it's not MMA fighting, you know, you're dependent on your teammates. And you have to develop a deep level of trust over the course of several months.
And also the league has changed, too, in terms of the style of play. I mean, you were involved in the positionless stuff. Now we see a lot of the teams in the East have gotten bigger a little bit. Do you want to dictate, or are you more adjusting to what other teams do? Do you feel you have the roster to do both, I guess?
Yeah. You know, we always like to be in a position of making the first move, and you see how teams will move on that. Will it always work out that way? No. I don't always want to be catching and reacting. If we get the ratio a little bit more where we're dictating, that would be probably more helpful. The league has changed. There's different. I think it's always good. Teams are doing different things now. You can't just all be the same. And we're going to play our way. You know, and our versatility will be a big part of that.
How much scratch paper did you use this offseason, just going over lineup combinations and all of that stuff?
Like all of it. Yeah. And you know what? It just felt like a normal offseason. We were able to get away from it, decompress, and then go through the whole process of an autopsy of the previous season, and then to analyze the league, analyze our roster, analyze what we think would be the best plan, where the last two off seasons were fast. It was coming out of the bubble. We didn't even do an autopsy. We didn't even have time. I was like, boom, we're right into the season. And we kind of laid out a very similar plan to what we had before. So this time we were able to like step back, take the emotion out of it, and start with blank sheets of paper. And let's not assume anything.
you have a book or a theme or something like that? You giving anything out to the players
I'm
this
not
time?
Giving anything to you?
I don't want anything, but to them.
There's
you know?
Some messages. Yes.
I'm sure they'll come out in press conferences.
We'll see.
I would think it's something.
We'll see.
All right. Well, congratulations again.
All right. Thank you.
All right, one more interview to go here on Five on the Floor. Got a chance to speak to Tyler Hero. Before we do, I want to tell you about a great sponsor, the Five Reasons Sports Network. If you need help with recovery, you need help with sleep, you got to get premium CBD from therapists.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Use the code 5RSN, that's the number 5, and then RSN for Reason Sports Network. You get 25% off the tincture, the sports cream, the gummies, all of that. And again, it's all legal, CBD, at therapistpreferred.com. Also, our fantasy sponsor is Prize Picks. You know that by now. Use the code 5 for that one, FIVE. Get your initial deposit matched up to $100. Number one fastest growing sports product in the country this past year. And that is also legal in the state of Florida and many other states. Use the code, again, FIVE at Prize Picks. You can download it from the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store, or just go to prizepicks.com. And we know this episode is likely running on Thursday. Dolphins-Bengals go over on Hill and Waddle again. And now, Tyler Hero. Here with Tyler Hero. When Dwayne was playing, he had a saying, and he always said, my belief is stronger than your doubt. Mm-hmm. He even did a commercial like that once. Do you feed off that stuff? I mean, how much do you hear, and does it drive you? How do you harness it?
Yeah, it drives me. You know, I see what everybody says. I see everything. I make sure I see everything. You know, I like seeing everything. I like what people say about me. You know, at the end of the day, it motivates me. You know, people been, you know, talking about me since I was in middle school. Like, I swear to God, it's been crazy. So, like, it's normal to me. And at some point, I just, like, took it in as motivation. It's just, it motivates me every summer and all season.
Do people tell you not to look at it? Do they ever say...
No one close to me tells me not to, because they know I've been doing it since I was right. young, and I'm going to continue to do it.
So where do you look? You look Twitter, IG, everywhere, television.
I mean, my boys send me stuff. Like, I got it all, I'm telling you.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've seen out there? The one that you're just like, okay, that's just crazy, that they don't think I can do this, or they think this about me, or whatever. What's the thing that like, you're like, okay, that's just so far off?
I mean, I've seen some crazy trades for some crazy players for me. Like, I don't know, I've seen everything. I mean, it's just, I can't tell you one thing, but I think just looking at everything, it's just, like I said, it's motivation. And I see the things that they say my game isn't here or there. But
you know what it is,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, before last year, people thought I would never be a 20-point scorer.
Mm-hmm.
Score 20, and now they're saying 20 is not enough. So 25 probably still won't be enough.
They also said you don't play against starters when you play the entire fourth quarter, right? Like some of that stuff.
So we'll see.
Why do you think you're a lightning rod, though? What is it? Because you don't project. I mean, dress flashy, but you don't project yourself. You don't talk big about yourself. You're not that kind of person. Like, what do you think it is?
I don't know. Skin color, I don't know. It's a bunch of different things, but like, someone, if they're talking about you, it's a good thing. It's a good thing if, you know, people are talking about you.
But you're 3 years in, you're sixth man of the year at this point. When you looked at for growth in your game this offseason, you talked about your defense, obviously. How do you think you can become a plus defender, where that's not discussed anymore in any way? Like, what I mean, do you feel you have the physical capability to do it?
I think it's, no matter if I play good D, people are going to say I'm not a good defender no matter what. You know, that's just what comes with me, I guess. But if you look through the season, like, I wasn't a bad defender at all last year, you know, throughout the season. You know, my numbers were one of the best on the team as far as isolation, like one-on-one defense. And I think, you know, in the playoffs, obviously things change, and, you know, guys, every possession coming at you, every possession.
Mm-hmm.
Which is different. So, you know, the playoffs, I have to make an adjustment.
more so mentally than physically, honestly. And I think, you know, that's something I had to do, work on myself. As far as, what was the question again?
Well, let's switch to offense. On the offensive side, you've always been able to score. Okay, you saw different coverages, obviously, in the postseason. How did you kind of break that down in the offseason? Like, did you study the film on it? Did you see what guys were doing to you? Because you made the adjustments from second year to third year. So what is the offensive adjustment from third year to fourth year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to expect a lot more blitzes and double teams and guys, longer guys. Just, you know, I'm going to see the best defender, you know, every night. If they're not on Jimmy, they'll be on me. If they're not on me, they'll be on Jimmy. I see the best defender, and I think my adjustments this summer were just working on being more efficient with where I want to go, and like, not just as a young player, I feel like you kind of just do things and do them, not with really a purpose. I think when my adjustment is just knowing what I want to do, knowing what my objective is, and having a purpose behind why I'm doing things on the court. Because if not, that's when you get trapped and you get doubled. And just knowing where my spots are, getting to my spots more efficiently with knowing there's going to be a double, a trap, something's coming.
But you got to your spot, like certain spots, like last year, like the floater. Like that was something that you kind of unleashed. I know you had it before, but you unleashed it a little bit more. Is there another shot, another spot on the floor where you?
I worked on a lot of isolation stuff this summer, like with Drew Hanlon. You know, I'm a great pick and roll player. Like if you play the drop coverage, the whole league knows it's gonna happen.
Right. That's why you wanted to see Milwaukee.
Right. We might not be having the same conversation.
No, right. We probably would. No, I remember before the playoffs on who you wanted to see. That would have looked a little different from Boston, right. I think. Right?
No doubt. I'm watching that series like, come on. Come on, Milwaukee. But, I mean, it's an adjustment. But, you know, drop coverage, you know, I can tear that up. And then, you know, I've been working on a lot of ISOs against switches with not needing the screen, just being able to break my defender down and, you know, whether it's breaking the three or getting to the rim.
So that's what I was going to ask you, because the idea, that's the other thing that comes up. Tyler needs a screen. You want it to be where Tyler doesn't need a screen, right? Yeah. That's the next step in the evolution here.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. I just want to – I think I can be one of the best scorers in the league, you know, by the end of my career. I think I have the skill set to do that. Like, I honestly think that. So just being able to, year by year, like you said, making adjustments to how guys are guarding me and making sure my game continues to develop as I get older.
To tie it back to the beginning of this conversation, I mentioned Dwayne. Has he ever had any conversations with you? Because I remember him going through this his first 2-3 years, teams guarding him differently. Obviously, he had the huge breakout in his third season. Has he ever had any discussions with you about? I know he's a fan of yours personally.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him honestly since my rookie year. Uh-huh. It's been a minute. I should probably reach out to him and see if he has anything for me.
Well, I don't know if he can now because he's got that whole Utah.
That's probably why he hasn't reached out. They're probably trying to get me this summer.
Well, we heard some rumors about that. We know that the GM there likes you, so, or did in the draft. Final thing here. You obviously had a goal last year getting stronger. But you also look leaner this year. What did you do in terms of your body?
Yeah. No, last summer I was about 198 coming into the season. I was telling Ira I lost like 10 pounds throughout the season. So by the playoffs, I was playing at like 188.
Okay.
And that was part of my struggle too. I wasn't the same player as I was when I came in to the season and even All-Star break. You know, weight went down. And it's harder to play at that weight, especially in the playoffs when things get more physical.
So where are you at now?
I'm back where I'm at, like 198. My body percent's 4.5. Like I got the lowest body fat on the team. Make sure Jimmy knows that. And I'm stronger, I'm leaner, and my thing this year is just being able to keep my weight and keep my strength throughout the season. So by the time I get to the playoffs, I'm still that same guy.
Would you rather, final thing, would you rather in the next few months everybody's talking about how great you are or the opposite?
Honestly, I don't know. It's the start of the season, so I'm coming out guns blazing. I'm ready, so I don't think there'll be much to say. They required that at the beginning of the last season, too.
Thanks, Tyler.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Regional Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.